Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, in a conference with his henchman, the mayor of Metropolis, political boss Mike Hickey makes a prediction which bodes no good for Superman's friend, editor Perry White. Listen.
So you're worried about Perry White taking your job away, eh, Andy?
Well, frankly, yes, I am worried, Mike. White and his reform party are gaining tremendous strength in the city, and I, for one, am not sure we can beat them in the elections.
Stop worrying, Andy. White's campaign is over.
Over? What do you mean, Mike?
I mean that by tomorrow morning, Perry White will be dead.
Say, the excitement is mounting higher and higher. Yes, gyrocket excitement. You remember a few weeks ago, Kellogg's Pep offered you a gyrocket, a flying rocket model that streaks right from your hand.
Well, even after the offer closed, requests are still flooding our mail. And now we've reopened this offer for a limited time more.
Meaning, if you act right now, you can get your gyrocket.
Think of it, a gyrocket almost half a foot long, with a sleek, slender body made of gleaming wood in brilliant red or blue or yellow.
And get this. Your gyrocket has a steel propeller at the stern, a propeller that sends it biting into the air, up over the treetops.
What's more, this gyrocket comes complete with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You just hold it in your hand, flick your arm, and your gyrocket shoots up, flashing into the sky.
Remember, this gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but solid steel and wood, built for hundreds of launchings.
Send for yours today. Race your gyrockets against those your friends have. Test yours against theirs for distance and speed.
But notice, this offer is back on the air for a limited time only. So for each gyrocket you want, today send 15 cents and a box top from Kellogg's Pep to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Don't forget, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, plus a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed, to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When all Mike Hickey's attempts to discredit Editor Perry White, candidate for mayor, were blocked by Superman, the corrupt political boss became desperate. Realizing that a victory for White and his reform party in the coming elections would spell his doom, Hickey ordered a professional gunman known as the Pistol to eliminate White. Following the Pistol's first attempt to shoot White, which was barely foiled by Clark Kent, who is Superman, Inspector Henderson provided a special police guard for the gray-haired editor. But that night, when White retired to his room in the heavily guarded newspaper club, the Pistol climbed a fire escape to the 14th floor and, working his way inch by inch along a narrow stone ledge, approached the lighted window of White's room. As the gunman, flattened against the wall, cautiously advances toward the windowsill of the unsuspecting editor's room, police officers Rosen and Kowalski, patrolling the outside of the newspaper club, enter the dark alley behind the building. Happening to glance up in the direction of White's room, Officer Rosen suddenly draws his gun and cries out,
"Hey, Kowalski!
Yeah, Rosie?
Look, up there on Mr. White's windowsill!
Holy mackerel! Hey, you!
Flatten, he's got a gun!
Hey, shoot him! Let him have it!
I'll get him! I got him!
Good work, Rosie! And look out, he's falling!
Call an ambulance, hurry!
Hello?
That you, Kent?
Yes, who's...
Inspector Henderson. Can you meet me at the city morgue right away?
The morgue? What happened?
That gunman went after Perry White again.
What?
And
you mean he... Mr. White is...
No, easy, son, easy. White's okay, but the gunman's dead. Two of my boys shot him down off White's windowsill.
Oh, I thought maybe...
Yeah, looks as if you were right, Kent. I think this guy was working for Mike Hickey.
That's so? How do you know?
I'll tell you as soon as you get out here. I sent a detail out to pick up Hickey and bring him down, too. So hurry up.
Wait just a minute, Kent. I have something to ask Mr. Hickey.
All right, Inspector.
Why did you bring me down here, Inspector? You know I'm a busy man.
I know, Mr. Hickey. But this won't take a minute. Can you identify this man?
I've never saw the poor fellow before in my life.
You're sure, Mr. Hickey? Sure you never saw the pistol before? When he was alive, I mean?
I don't like your tone, Inspector. Yeah? I said I never saw this man before, dead or alive. Now, if that's all, I'll be going back home.
Not so fast, Mr. Hickey. I've got something else to show you. This is a telephone message slip, Mr. Hickey. The kind they use at hotels to take messages for guests when they're out. We found it in the pistol's pocket.
Well, what's that got to do with me, Inspector?
Quite a bit. According to the date, this message was taken today. At 9:05 this morning, to be exact. It says, Mr. Hickey, call when you were out. Please call him back. Now, do you still say you don't know the pistol?
That's right. I don't know him. And get this, Inspector. I don't know what you're driving at.
I'll tell you what I'm driving at. You got in touch with the pistol this morning. You told him to get rid of Perry White.
You can't prove that message was for me. I'm not the only man named Hickey in Metropolis, you dumb flatfoot.
No, wait just a minute.
Wait a minute, Inspector. Wait a minute. Mr. Hickey, can you deny that you're the only Hickey who has a strong motive for wanting Mr. White out of the way?
You keep out of this, you crummy reporter. How dare you accuse me?
Because I know that first you tried to discredit Mr. White by framing him as a hit-and-run driver. When that didn't work, you tried to shut up the Daily Planet. That didn't work either, and you got scared. You realized White might beat you in the coming elections, and if that happens, you'll wind up in the penitentiary. So you decided to put him out of the way. Doesn't that add up?
It adds up for me.
Well, try to prove it.
We'll prove it, all right.
You bet we will. Meanwhile, I'm warning you, Mr. Hickey. Keep your hands clean from here in.
Don't make me laugh.
Okay, Hickey. Beat it.
You started something, Punks. We'll see who finishes it.
Well, Inspector, he knows we're on his trail now. We've got to move fast before he covers it.
Don't worry, Kent. I'm going to assign every detective on my staff to this case. We'll tie Hickey up with a pistol, or my name isn't Bill Henderson.
Good grief, Mike. You say Henderson and Kent know you hired the pistol to get White?
I'm pretty sure of it, Andy. Henderson may know, but he's got to prove it. And we're not going to let him prove it. You're going to kill this investigation right now.
I am.
Yes, you're the mayor, aren't you?
Yes, but I can't call Henderson off now. That's practically admitting you're guilty. Where the newspapers will raise such a stink, the governor will step into the picture.
I don't mean to do it that way, stupid. I want you to get rid of Henderson.
Get rid of him? How?
I've got something figured out. We'll get Henderson out of the way and one of our own boys in as police inspector. Then we'll not only be able to get to Perry White, but we can fix this town so we have to be reelected. Now listen while I tell you what to do.
His fat, heavy-jowled face close to the mayor's, Mike Hickey outlines his plan swiftly. A plan which, he says, will get rid of Inspector Henderson and open the way to victory in the election. We'll be back in a moment to see what Hickey does. So, keep listening.
Now you've got more thrills coming, because that Gyrocket offer is back on the air temporarily.
Right. So many thousands sent in requests after the original offer closed that Kellogg's Pep now reopens the offer for a limited time only.
Yes, sir. Right now, if you hurry, you can still get a Gyrocket, a sensational flying rocket model, a Gyrocket almost half a foot long, a Gyrocket that streaks from your hand into the sky, up over the treetops.
This Gyrocket has a sleek, gleaming wooden body in brilliant red or blue or yellow, slender and streamlined for minimum drag through the air.
And the steel propeller at the business end of the rocket develops maximum thrust.
That's not all. With your Gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod plus a wooden rocket launcher.
Right now, send for several Gyrockets. Get a whole rocket fleet of the future. Then have thrill-a-minute games with your friends. Match your fleet against theirs for speed and distance. It's excitement plus.
Remember, this terrific offer is back in the air for a limited time only, while the new supply lasts. So don't get left out. For each Gyrocket you order, send 15 cents in a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, together with a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed, to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it today, sure. This offer's limited to the United States.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Early the following morning, his modest but comfortable bungalow, Police Inspector William Henderson is at the breakfast table with his wife.
Yes, Molly, if all goes well, I'll get the goods on Mike Hickey today.
That'll be the end of that crook and his dirty politicians in Metropolis.
Oh, I hope so, Bill. I know how hard it's been for you trying to do an honest job. All those grafters and gangsters around you.
I wanted to quit many a time. But I knew if I did, Hickey and the mayor would make one of their stooges police inspector, and it wouldn't be safe for the ordinary citizen to walk on our streets.
Oh, you're a good man, Bill. If I do say so myself, I shouldn't.
Oh, go on. Uh-oh. Don't tell me we're getting company this early.
Must be the mailman. I'll go see. Yes?
The inspector is, ma'am?
Why, yes, but I...
He'll be glad to see me.
But I...
Hi, Inspector.
Casino. What are you doing here?
I come to see you like you told me to, Inspector.
What are you talking about? I don't invite racketeers to my house. Now go on and beat it.
Not so fast, Inspector. I brought this stuff. Look at...
Wait, Molly. What? Say, what are you dumping that money on my table for?
You don't have to put on an act for me, Inspector. This is the cut you asked for laying off my shakedown racket in the food market.
I asked for? Why, you dirty...
What does this mean?
Oh, it's some kind of a trick, Molly. Now, look, Casino. I'll give you just 1 minute
come
to get...
Come on in, boys. Come on in. We've got him with the goods.
Mayor, how?
What are you doing here?
So, the honest Inspector Henderson is shaking down racketeers.
Now, listen, I know... Oh. Oh, I get it now, Mr. Mayor. This is a frame-up.
No, Inspector.
Answer me. It is a frame-up, isn't it?
That kind of talk won't do you any good, Henderson.
Huh?
We've got you cold. All right, boys, escort Mr. Henderson downtown.
Oh, wait a minute.
We'll relieve him of his badge at headquarters.
Dismayed, helpless, Inspector Henderson and his wife can only stare as the leering mayor and his personal police detail close in. And a moment later, Henderson is on his way downtown, framed as a thief and racketeer. This time, apparently, Mike Hickey's plot has worked. With Henderson out of the way, Hickey can ensure his victory against Reform Party candidate Perry White in the coming elections. What will happen now? A great deal happens tomorrow. Exciting and surprising things. So be sure to listen. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling chapter of Ruler of Darkness on The Adventures of Superman. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.